Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel.
And I'm SpongeBob.
My name is Patrick.
And I'm SpongeBob.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack, and y'all ready for a chat.
We got some snacks.
Because we got some snacks. We have some Zaxby's, and we have some little just snacks from around the world I like to try.
I'm so excited.
And we also... we're trying the atomic bomb from, what's the show called?
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones, from Hot Ones, we're trying the atomic bomb.
We're gonna try more, guys, but I forgot them. I don't know how I forgot it, dude.
Because we were literally talking about it the whole day.
Literally the day I got it, I was like, I'm so freaking excited for Saturday. And that's why the moment when you texted me like, oh, can we film earlier this week? I was like, yes. That's why I chose Wednesday. Because it was literally the next day. I was like, yes, I don't have to keep thinking about it. I can just write it. And then I forgot it.
That's so sad.
You know, the thing is, I didn't even realize, legit, until I got here. I got here, and then I had to get out my piercing, right? But I was going to put it back in, and then I dropped the little ball.
Oh, yeah, it's not in.
Yeah, and I dropped...
Do you think that was fate telling you it's time?
To not wear it?
Yeah, to, like, not wear it anymore.
No, bitch, I drop it sometimes. I mean, it's a little ball, and I'm, like, trying to screw it in. But anyways, I dropped it, right, in my car, and I was like, fuck, I'll just get it out when... I'll just look for it when I get to his house. So I should have looked for it when I was at my house. Because that's when I dropped it. But I was like, no, I'll just wait, and I'll look for it when I get to his house. But should I get to your house, and I'm looking for it, and then I'm like, wait, I'm missing something. I don't have the hot sauce.
I don't have the sauce.
I was so disappointed. Because, girl, if I was halfway, I would at least gone back. But, like, I was all the way.
I always hear you pull up first. I just hear you pull up, and I just hear you leave. I'd be like, I would literally be gagged.
You're like, would you think, was that even her?
No, literally, because I was literally...
Like, would you second guess?
Usually I'm laying on my bed, so I see when you pull up. I was in the bathroom, because I was stress getting ready, because I was out all day. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, and so I heard it, I was like, oh, she's here. And then I started walking up to the door, and that's when you started walking up. Mm-hmm. And then imagine if, like... you pulled away. I would literally be gagged.
You saw me drive away. Yeah, you were like, what the fuck?
I would literally be like...
What was that?
Bitch, what? But I wouldn't think it was you if I just like didn't get a chance to get to the window.
Mm-hmm. Mm, damn. Well, yeah. Catch that for the next episode. Catch that next week. I'm not going to forget it no matter what. Like, I'm not going to forget it. I'm going to set an alarm or something. I'm not going
to
forget these
we
sauces.
We got to try them.
We got to. But yeah, we're going to end up just trying to atomic bomb. And I thought you had the idea of like... still, like, going back and forth asking each other questions, also trying the same sauce.
Yeah, but this time
it's supposed to be spicy. It's, like, I think it was, like, number 8 on the list.
The reactions from these people when they tried this sauce, like, I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, like, oh, the flavor's going to be good. But most of looking at it, and I'm remembering all those reactions.
Okay, why am I also thinking it's going to be good? Like, really good?
I think it's going to be good, too. Yeah, I know.
Where, like, I'm, like, sniffly.
I have a nice large bottle of water.
Oh, yeah, girl. Mine isn't completely full, but I have a water also. Although they say it's supposed to drink milk when you eat something spicy.
Bitch, I put this in the fridge last night. I fill it up last... I don't usually fill it up. Unless I don't, like... I mean, like, once a week. But I knew you were coming, and I said, I gotta fill this up all the way. And then I got thirsty in the middle of the night. But that's... I got a little thirsty.
I was really thirsty at night also. I kept drinking water. We literally are. I kept drinking water, but I was like, fuck, I don't want to get up anywhere. Because, like, I'm trying to sleep. Mm-hmm. But it's like, my mouth is a little dry. I'm not gonna lie.
Zucchini!
Oh my god, nothing's stabbing you!
I don't have any pants. Okay, I do have pants on, but like I'm wearing.
He doesn't have any pants on, guys.
I'm wearing fishnets because I'm Patrick, obviously. And so Zucchini can just really get his nails into me.
Yeah, because he loves putting them nails in there. Girl, I see
them. Yeah, I know. Do you see him gripping me? I'm like, Zucchini. Oh my god.
I love Zucchini, though.
Girl, guess what?
What?
I have gotten the company of a new male friend. He's the one I sent you a picture of last night.
Oh. Oh, girl, you get at him. He's got money. Go get me on a yacht. I know. Get us on a yacht.
Get us on a yacht. Get us on a yacht, girl. Literally.
So excited.
No, but literally money. I'm meeting him tomorrow.
Girl, you better wear the cuntiest shit you got. You better put out all your flirtation skills out there. He watches this. Knowing that we're pawning after him.
No, because he literally wants to watch the podcast, and I was like, I'm just not ready to show you.
She's like, no. I guess as long as he didn't watch it in, like, what, 3 weeks? 2 weeks? Not 2 weeks.
Bitch, and he's smart. Bitch, he's smart.
He's smart. I love it someone that's smart. But I love someone that can, like, ask himself.
I need to show you a voice message, because it was a little crazy.
He's crazy?
Just the way he said to me was crazy.
Oh my god, let me hear.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and mute the
microphone. Wait, this could be, I guess he's crazy or you're just being dramatic. Because I know sometimes I say stuff and you're like, you're being crazy. Okay. Or like, you're sounding crazy and I'm like, I don't think so.
No, bitch, I think he was like, it literally.
Like, you think he's crazy?
No, I don't think he's crazy. He just like, it was like insulting. Crazy. Like, I feel like he like.
Like, he insulted you?
Yes!
Bitch, okay, show me! Oh my god!
I know, like, I feel like he looked, because like, oh wait. Okay, I want to give context for, like, the conversation.
Yeah, give the context. Give us a story.
So, can I hear a little bit first? Because I want to make sure I'm getting
Yeah. Give me what you need to get. Oh, my gosh. Zuki, are you so excited? Because I'm excited. I want to know what he just said to you. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Okay, I remember the context of the conversation. Okay. We were talking about, like, I'm very loud and, like...
Okay. You're extroverted.
And while we were sending voice notes, and I was a little... Mm-hmm. While we were sending voice notes, so, bitch, I was cracking myself up, right?
As one does, yes.
Yeah, bitch, and sending these... And also, I just kept doing them over and over and over again. So, like, just repeating the same thing over and over was making me really giggle.
Uh-huh.
I was really, like...
Yeah, you're having a teeny moment.
I was literally having a teeny moment, like, for, like, an hour. Because, like, we were... Anyway. we were talking, and he was like, yeah, you know, I'm genuinely really... I'll play the clip for you, but he goes, I'll just play the clip for you. I'm gonna go ahead and mute the mic.
He's looking like, come on out.
I know. I'm gonna go ahead and mute the mic, and then I want you.
They can't hear.
No, it's his
voice.
Oh
my god, guys, it's a secret.
I know it's his voice. Like, I don't want to like play it, but Maria's gonna give y'all an answer.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Like, come on, play it. Oh my gosh. I'm not gonna. I think it's kind of weird. Well, come on, not
thinking
here.
I know. Yeah, no, yeah, not, that, not.
Oh, my oh god. you tuned it back in?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I didn't even notice.
I know.
So
I'm so sneaky.
I thought we were still talking about them hearing us. Okay, but like, I was gonna say, I think it's just kind of weird. I think that's it. I don't think he was trying to be.
No, I don't think
like,
he's
rude. I mean, I also don't think it's like rude, cause like sometimes I'm like that person also like send a definition of a word.
See, that's crazy. He called me expressive, and so I made a joke. I made a joke being like, "Are you calling me fat, ugly, and disgusting?" Because I think that's funny.
Yeah,
you heard me.
Yeah, I heard you. See,
I was
laughing,
cracking up.
I know you were kicking your feet.
I know, and then he goes the definition, and I said, like literally, my face dropped. I was like, "Oh my god!"
But see, I think I would just find it so funny, even if I was little. Because I'd be like, yeah, I am so affected.
I was in shock. I said, I literally, like, slapped my hand in my mouth. I was like, this is crazy.
Oh,
sorry, he really got me.
I know, I saw out. Him. That feels still out, girl.
But I'm going on a date with him tomorrow. I'm, like, really excited.
Girl, I'm excited for
he
you.
He seems really
sweet.
I was
like, he really reminds me of Patrick, though. Like, just the way he speaks.
Sorry?
Yes. No, my this guy used to be friends with. His name is Patrick, and he spoke like that. Just like that.
He stopped.
So annoying. Sorry.
Doesn't he sound like... Never, I don't want to talk about it in here.
Let's talk about it. Talk about
doesn't
it. We're going
like,
to chat.
Doesn't he sound like someone who would like be...
Like a villain?
No, just like a little annoying. You just
yeah.
Sound like someone that
I can see it, but I was going to see them like playing the villain.
See, and I don't mean an insult when I say being like sort of annoying. Because like I'm also... I know I'm sort of annoying.
Yeah.
But he just like sounds like someone that would like piss me off. Like every once in a while. Like I could see him being in like school being like... Actually, the answer is...
Yeah.
I'd be like...
Well, because that's exactly what it did.
I know.
Actually?
The definition. I said, are you kidding me? But I'm really excited.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
I'm really excited to go on the date.
I'm excited for
you. We're going to the movies. And he, like, just, like, was like, I'm going to come to you so that you don't have to drive all the way to where I live. And I was like, what?
Girl, I'd be so flattered, too. I'd be like, really?
And we're going to go see The Watcher. Or the
really?
Watcher? Yeah, I know. I told him. I was like, my friend Maria's gonna be so excited about that because she's been talking about the movie The Watcher.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
And I was literally like, and she's gonna. I was like, I wonder if she's gonna feel some type of way that I'm seeing it before.
No, I'm not gonna feel some type of way. But like, let me know if like it's good. Like, I want to know your opinion. Obviously, don't spoil it for me.
Really?
But like, give me would you say like I would want you to rate it? Like, would it be like it's kind of like eh?
If you
or
went,
like, and he's kind of eh, but like, obviously, don't tell me details.
If you went and watched the Amy Winehouse movie before I saw it, I'd literally be like.
Really? Even if just rating?
I was like...
As long as you don't tell me what
like,
it is.
I don't know.
Or what happened.
You know, you're
I
right.
want to know. Because, I mean, I've heard other people's opinions about it already. And people have been saying, like, oh, it's not going to be that good. Like,
it's not going to be that good?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God.
People aren't in it. Okay, I'm not going to lie. You said the wrong movie that I've been talking about. So now I don't know if we're talking about the same movie.
What the fuck?
I didn't want to tell you, but, like, the one I want to watch is The Strangers. What do you mean, The Watcher? Because that's the one I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I didn't want to tell you because I was like, eh, but then we started talking about it.
Wait.
I didn't want to be like, actually.
Isn't this shit the definition?
So then I didn't say anything. But I'm talking about The Strangers.
I think it was The Strangers.
Okay, because you said The Watcher and I said. Bitch, you're going to see that pause here. Yeah!
I did not. I heard it.
Girl, I thought this. I love lying sometimes. I love just going along with shit. Or going along with shit. It's like, but then it's like, the thing is, I always end up admitting.
Isn't a lie like, kind of fun?
It is so much fun. I love it.
Oh my god. There's another story. There's another story I want to tell.
You know, oh wait, I'm not finished about my topic.
Oh, sorry. Keep going,
honey. I
was
going to say, when you were younger, do you used to think you were, like, a chronological liar? Because I thought it was. Because I used to do it all the time. Chronological liar?
Do you mean a pathological?
Pathological. Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. Pathological liar. I thought I was a pathological.
What's a chronological liar?
I don't know.
Is that, like, a liar that, like, lies in order?
I don't fucking know. I don't know why you said that. Pathological liar. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
I got called a pathological. Now you got me. I got called a pathological liar pretty frequently.
See, I was too when I was younger. I would lie a lot when I was a kid. Like, I still remember my uncle, my cousin, the one who were 3 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
Them, like, telling me, like, actually, I think it was just my cousin. She was telling me a lie, and then she was like, I lied. How do you feel about that? And I said, I literally don't care. I'd be like, what? Like, I didn't say that, but, like,
I literally didn't care.
Because it was like, I remember.
Oh, when we didn't care at all. I didn't care.
Because I remember she was telling me something about like how she won a trophy. And I was like, no, you didn't. Because I remember I think I was catching it from the beginning.
You're lying.
Yeah, and then like she was like, I'm lying, actually. Or maybe I didn't, I believe it. I don't know. But I remember her saying that she was lying. And then I was like, okay, I don't really care. She's like, just teach you a lesson how to lie. I was like, I don't care about your fake trophy.
I don't give a fuck about you, and I don't give a fuck about your trophies either.
I just have that memory. But yeah, like, I would get called a liar, no, and I would lie.
I got called a liar.
And I still do it now, but it's like, I think it's
sometimes
funny.
Sometimes it's fun.
I do it, but I also usually...
But you always tell the truth, like, pretty
yeah, weird. I always end up saying it. Because also the thing is, like, it's pretty easy to tell I'm lying. Like, that's how they would usually tell my family I was lying, because I'd be smiling. I'm always smiling, especially when I'm lying. If I'm lying, I'm smiling the whole time. And then I always, like you said, I always give it up.
Girl, there are some lies.
I'm like, I'm lying.
There are some lies that, like, I don't remember. But sometimes people, like, bring up, like, a random story I made up one time, and I'd be like, I'll be like, oh, I forgot about that one.
Dude, that happened to me too sometimes, but, like, sometimes I go along with it.
Every single time I go along with it, I'm like, no, yeah, that day was really crazy.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, it doesn't have to be a lot. Because I'm not, like, that frequently where, like, people are, like, bringing it up to me.
I love a good lie.
Usually it's the strangers if I do lie.
Lie to strangers.
Yeah, sometimes
it's as you know, I lie to strangers. You know those like AT&T people? Mm-hmm. I don't do it anymore, but because I don't look at anymore, but for the longest time after I turned 18, I'll just look at them like, I'm 16, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say like, what are you doing later today? Like, you know, when you're like having conversations like that with people? Or like, I told you the guy at the store, I just told him
what he said boyfriend?
If I had a boyfriend, and I just ended up going along if I had a boyfriend. I pretended to be toxic. He was a stranger. I didn't have to do all that. But it was fun.
That is fun. Yeah, I have a boyfriend. No big deal.
But that's what I mean, kind of lying.
I need to get into a little
I mean, snack. I also do like, like I always say.
I need to get into
okay, let's get to eating. I've been eyeing him for a second. So I was like, damn, we're going to start eating.
I'm hungry. Like, my stomach is growling. Oh, well, should we start off with a little taste test?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do we're gonna just try.
I love Zaxby's french fries, especially like when it's like extra seasoned like this.
Whoa.
They're so fucking good. I love their tongue torch sauce, it's so good.
Girl, this is about to be like tongue torch times 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I feel like it's gonna be good. But like super fucking spicy.
Oh my god, there's some stuff.
Oh, she's kind of thick.
No, she's not thick. It's just there's some stuff on the top. Let me use a fry to push it. It kind of smells gross.
Yeah, it's giving Halloween. Like, you know, like, you go into Halloween stores and that smell?
Mm-hmm.
Specifically around the masks. Mm-hmm. The rubber masks is giving that smell. Like, that's what that smell reminds me of.
Let me shake this shit up again.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I'm kind of scared. Should we try it with a fry?
Yeah, should we try it with a fry?
I think it's just, like, a small dab. Or trying a mousse bouche, if you will. But that smells fucking...
Right here. And we can dip it.
That smells nasty, bitch.
Yeah.
They smell... Sorry. I don't like want to be dramatic.
No, I'm not really the biggest fan of that smell. I give that smells like a 4 or like a 3.
It's,
like, it's not that great.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
When a vape gets burnt, mm-hmm. It has a smell to
and
it.
And that's what it smells like?
And like when it gets really burnt, like yeah, past
the fresh rice for you.
When it gets past like the regular burnt.
Nozuki, sorry.
No, honey.
What if we give him a chicken? They don't have any sauce on them. I'll give him one of my wings.
No, your wings have bones in them.
So what?
They can't have things with bones in them.
I mean, he's an outside cat, Nathaniel. Wouldn't he, like, eat other, like, animals with
it's
bones?
It's not safe. It's not safe. You know how, like, dogs can't have, like, chicken bones?
No.
You never heard that?
Honestly, I never owned pets, but, like, whenever I've been in Mexico, my family in Mexico, they'll give him, like, a fucking bone and meat.
Chicken bone? It's chicken bones in particular, I know. Because, like, the chicken... Like...
I don't know, but I just remember they would do that.
Anyway, should we just give it a little try?
Yeah. But I didn't know that.
Oh, you're doing kind of a lot, bitch.
Well, yeah, we're tasting it, bitch. I want a good taste test. Don't fuck around, girl.
Sorry, I'm trying not to fuck around. Like, yeah. I'm not fucking around no more.
Okay, girl, you got fucking a lot of hairs. Your hair, your mouth.
Okay.
Cheers.
I'm scared. I already have to cough already. I'm scared.
I'm excited. Wait, hold on. Let me clear my throat. Like,
what if it tastes like this? What if it tastes like it smells? Throat. Who dropping this what? Do you remember that video?
No. Girl, are you really nervous?
It's gonna be hot. I'm just nervous because like it smells gross.
Okay. Whoa.
Oh, what the fuck?
Whoa.
What the fuck? 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 Maria!
No, that's just spicy.
Maria!
My dog is sizzling right now.
Maria! Maria!
No! No. That's just spicy.
What the fuck?
Like, it goes away from her, but then it's like, it comes more intensely. Because we can't eat more of those. I mean, yeah.
What the fuck? We need to take a break. No, okay. We shouldn't take a break. We don't know.
No, bitch. My tongue is sizzling right now. Do you have milk? Ice cream?
Mm-mm.
Damn!
What the fuck? Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh my god, it's fucking spicy.
Oh my god!
Girl, that's not good. I feel like it could get worse.
No, oh my god! Let me scream. Oh my god!
Oh my god. I'm just trying to rub that fucking taste off my mouth. I feel like the side of my tongue particularly just burns a lot.
Okay, I feel like it's finally going away.
Yeah? Bitch, I still feel mine.
No, I feel it.
That's not good.
Oh my god. That was...
Spiciness? Fucking 10. And, like, it comes kind of, like, out of nowhere.
Oh, my God. That's literally all I can say, because...
I was going to say, I feel like the first, like, 2 seconds, I feel nothing. And then, BAM! I felt that shit.
I just, like... Should we take a break?
Yeah, we can take a break. Let's take a break. Mm-hmm. We are big guys.
Hello, we are back. That was... the most intense experience I've ever had.
It was an experience.
That was crazy. Mm-hmm. That was the hottest thing I've ever put in my mouth.
No, yeah.
Well, besides, like... Never mind. Just kidding.
Do you have any memories?
I guess I think I accidentally got some on my lip. Because... Oh my god, my seasoning!
You got the Cajun, girl.
I think I accidentally got some on my lip. Because the way that, like... My lips are in so much pain right now.
Yeah. You said it's like a plumper.
Yeah, it literally feels like the most intense lip plumper I've ever had on my face.
Okay, so I give it, from spiciness, definitely a 10.
A 10. A 10 for spice.
That's like, honestly, it's a lot of pain. Like Nathaniel said earlier, we were talking about it. He said he didn't really, like, even taste it. I feel like I did taste it in the beginning. Like, it was giving, like how you would imagine, like, chile to taste like. Like, we both tasted chile. Like, taste it like that, like, why do I want to say earthy? It's not earthy, but, like, for some reason I want to say earthy.
Kinda, it smells
kinda
earthy.
Kind of taste. Yeah. But, like, literally, like, 2 seconds, it's like, okay, you taste that, and then, bam, it hits you.
No, literally.
Like, tongue is sizzling. Like, I felt like someone was, like, had, like, a claw on it. It was just, like, squeezing it. And, like, the claw was, like, hot. And, like, my tongue was sizzling. Like, it was just honestly just the way to describe it. Pain.
It literally was,
like, tons of pain.
I made the angle so much worse. I'm so sorry. Hold on. I'm going to describe it. For me, I give it taste literally a fucking zero.
Yeah, zero.
Out of 10. Pain, a 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. The way that, like, I literally
tasted it.
A 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
The way that I literally was like, fry. Ah! Like, that's literally what it felt like. Was like, pain, like, just like, tasting. Ah!
Yeah, literally, like, right? Like, I'm just like. And then it literally hits
and me. You gotta smell this shit. It smells like burnt plastic. It's, like, not good. Anyway, hold on. Okay, we're gonna be back. I'm gonna fix the camera angle real quick. Okay, we are back. We fixed the.
we fixed the angle. Because it was crazy.
Bitch, it was. But now it looks not.
No fresh fry. Oh my gosh. Unless she looks that bad. Oh my god. He would be. Anyways.
We're gonna get some snacks. It's a little mukbang.
It's a surprise. I told Nathaniel to choose whatever snacks he wants. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I got these.
I feel like I'm not gonna like that.
I feel like these were. I remember looking at the locations.
I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure these were from Thailand. They're these pretzel pizza sticks. They're kind of like Pocky, but. But some like savory.
I was gonna say that reminds me for some reason the Pringles, the pizza Pringles. Uh-huh. I do not like that. Anyways, and then you have these Kit Kat. Ooh, tell us the flavors.
A variety of Kit Kat flavors. Bitch, they sound good.
What are they?
We have salted caramel. Uh-huh. We have classic, which we all know.
Yeah, we all know.
We have white chocolate.
Ooh, okay, we tried white chocolate. I've tried white chocolate.
I don't think I have.
Yeah. That's literally a white one. There's literally a white Kit Kat. You wouldn't get them.
I feel like I remember getting them for Halloween, but I never tried them. I would always trade them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've been there, done that. So good. Sorry?
Been there, done that. Yeah. Then we have peanut butter.
Ooh, peanut butter.
And then I think...
I feel like that'd be like a Reese's type vibe. Type beat.
And I think you're gonna like this one.
What is it?
Hazelnut.
Ooh.
I know.
It's really got the nuts in it.
Ooh.
I love it. And then you got crunchy.
Yeah, and then we got... I don't remember where this was from. I can't lie. But I know this was from the UK. It's called Crunchy. I have had this before. I think you did too. But it was just so good.
I thought we'd try it again. Okay, let's do it.
So what do you want to start with?
Let's do with the savory first.
Start with the savory? Okay, yeah. We're going to start with the pizza pretzel stickies, if you will. You want me sticky?
I can't say I do.
Yeah, grab one or two or something.
Yeah.
They smell like pizza.
Cheers. That's good stuff. Let me think. I don't think I'm gonna like it.
It's good? Yeah, it is good.
Like, why do I feel like I'm kind of eating a pizza? Like a crunchy pizza.
Wait, it kind
of... Like, I'm not just eating a pizza, but it's crunchy. I mean, obviously it's pizza flavor.
It's like...
But, like, I'm thinking this is good. It does not taste like the Pringles one I tried.
No. The Pringles one is crazy. I do like the Pringles, though.
But this is good. Okay. Oh. I give it a 10, because, like, I honestly was surprised I even liked it. I'm giving it a 10.
Honestly?
It tastes like... Like, I would eat this again. I've had those tomato sauce.
Oh, my God.
Like, this would be a snack.
The tomato sauce will bring...
This would be one of those high snacks.
The tomato sauce will bring it up to a 10.
Mm-hmm.
By itself, I give it, like, an 8.
8? I love that. Pretz. Sponsor us.
Yeah, Pretz. And then Cadbury Crunchy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love.
I feel like I remember tasting it. Isn't it honey in the middle?
Yeah, it's like honeycomb.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
If I remember correctly, I liked it.
And they don't like my
I was about to say, you just manhandled it.
I know. I was about to hand it to you too, and I was like, I know.
Ooh, you can see the honeycomb in the middle. It's like, what's something like also crunchy, but it's like a different coloring. The middle's a different coloring. I mean, a bookie.
Cheers.
I mean, cheers. Giving.
What?
It's giving styrofoam, but it's also giving Butterfinger.
Oh.
That's why I made that, because, like, I feel like I heard that sound that styrofoam makes, and I hate it.
Oh, I love Butterfinger. This is
and
good.
I hate the way it fell in my mouth. But, like, it's giving Butterfinger.
It's good.
No, it's good. But I'm just even remembering the sound. It's like, ugh.
Are you going to finish it?
Well, I'm going to finish it. But she's like, I didn't like that.
You see, you can make a face when you take bites.
Because I don't like it. Like, I don't like the sound. It's just giving styrofoam. It's like killing me. But it's good.
I really
taste 10 out of 10. But like, I'd rather eat a Butterfinger. But like,
I just licked my finger and I think there was some hot sauce on it.
Oh my god, spicy chocolate.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, is it spicy?
It's not as bad as the first time.
But like, you feel it.
But like, cause like, it definitely like wasn't like, but like, ooh, girl, it's definitely on my, it was definitely on my finger and now it's on my tongue.
Okay, well, let me finish my review then.
Sorry.
So, like, yeah, taste-wise, 10 out of 10. It's, like, really good. Like, okay, it's giving me Butterfinger, but I will say, I feel like it's, like, just a slight upgrade of the Butterfinger.
Yeah.
But I just really don't like that sound. So, for, like, sound slash texture-wise, because even, like, feeling that crunch was, like, kind of, like, killing me, I give it, like, a 6. 6 or 7. No, I give it a 7. Because, like, it's still, like, not that bad. We're, like, I don't want to finish it. But it's, like, I don't like that part.
Honestly, for me?
Like, at all.
I'm going to give it a 10.
Well?
That is so good. The texture, I love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with the texture. And the flavor's really good. What are you looking for?
My napkin.
No, there should be some in the Zaxi's bag.
No!
I didn't even think about it before. Everything about this little candy is delicious.
I'm not into that texture. And that sound. It's giving styrofoam. We'll get into them, Kit Kats.
Yeah, and now we're on to the grand bitch herself.
We got into a loaf.
Okay, which one do you want to try first?
Just pull out one. Should we do that where we both just pull out one? And whatever we get, we try.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah. Mix it up.
Don't look yet.
Oh, I already looked. I got salted caramel, guys.
Oh. That's kind of classic.
Oh my god, okay.
Oh, you know, we can see it tastes different. Oh, I was so excited for that one too, bitch.
Yeah, well, guess what? Wait, question before we try them. How do you eat your Kit Kats?
I know how you eat your Kit Kats, like a psychopath.
No, it's the best way, but I'm not going to do it just so I can get the full experience.
I also eat mine like a psychopath.
Oh, you eat it? I don't think it's psychopath.
Because I just like...
Oh, that is a psychopath. I thought you were talking about you eat it the same way as me.
No, I'm not.
But that's crazy. Just like fully chopping a Kit Kat is crazy to me.
Like,
I eat it by like, first you get like the first like layer or two.
That's crazy.
And then you get the chocolates on the sides and then you pop it in.
Let's go ahead and try.
But like, I'm going to eat it just like this because like, I got a wonderful experience. Cheers. Really smart, but I don't know why, but it's giving me like coconut vibes more than
what
salted. Yeah, for some reason, like I thought of coconut, I was like, wait, I thought this was salted caramel.
Not to be not surprised by anyone, but mine just tastes the exact same as a regular Kit Kat because that's all it was.
Yeah,
coconut,
yeah,
I'm totally
like, you know, when like coconut's kind of like smoky,
mm-hmm.
Like that kind of smoke, but it's a slight taste,
like a toasted coconut,
mm-hmm. But I also taste the caramel. I will say it's not like my favorites. I give it a 7. Mine's it's just, good, but it's not like, oh my god.
Mine was just a regular Kit Kat, so I just give mine like.
I mean, how do you like a regular Kit Kat?
I love a regular Kit Kat. Honestly, like a 9.
Okay, so the 9.
It's like a 9. Okay.
Okay. Oh, I got what you got. Classic. You got salted caramel?
I got salted caramel. So I'm doing salted caramel.
Oh my gosh. Exciting. Cheers. I'm gonna say, speaking about the way I eat them, I will say, even though I eat it, I took a chomp in there, like the first bite in my mouth, I always like cut it sideways.
This is coconut.
Right? It's giving coconut. But yeah, I gave a classic Kit Kat a 9.
You know what this is giving?
What?
It's not giving salted caramel.
Right? I'm like,
do you remember that thing that I got at Carmella's? It had the coconut thing with the chocolate.
That's
on the
what
bottom.
I'm thinking about. That's why I said like a smoky coconut.
That's what this tastes like. Those are so good, bitch. I do love those. That's why, like, I'm really into this. But, like, ooh, those are so delicious. Mm-mm. What a call. Yeah. Y'all know what we're talking about though. I give that That's like a 9.
You gave it up more higher than that.
I like the. It has like a gritty texture that I kind of like. Mm. It's like kind of like, oh, it's like the salt or like.
Ooh, I got hazelnut.
I also got hazelnut.
Oh my god, how exciting!
I feel like I fear I'm not gonna be the biggest fan of this one because I don't really like nuts.
You like nuts?
Did you just call me fag?
No.
Okay, ready?
Cheers. Yeah, I'm ready. Cheers. It has a little piece of nuts. I love that.
Uh huh.
It's giving Ferrero. You know the Ferrero Rocher?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is giving.
I guess it's 10. I love this. I'm gonna get this for sure.
Honestly,
I love it. If you don't like it, no, you're saying if you don't like it, I'll eat it.
Oh.
You want to sort of caramel in?
No. Honestly, it is just a Ferrero.
Yeah.
So honestly, I just give it like, I guess 6.
What? I give it a 10. It tastes like a Ferrero, and I love Ferreros.
You know it?
And I love the taste of it. It's so good. I love the little nuts.
You know what? You can even have the last one.
I love it. Thank you. Oh my god. I love when they have little pieces of nuts in it. Okay. It's so good.
Which one do you want to do next? Because we only have 2 more flavors I have to try. So peanut butter or white chocolate?
Peanut butter.
Okay.
My own finish.
Oh my god. You're right. You know what? Since you're finishing up that one. Oh, you know what? I can wait.
Pop it in.
No, I can wait. Okay. I'm excited to try the peanut butter. I love peanut butter flavored things. My mom, every year, I ask her for my birthday to make a peanut butter cake. It's basically just chocolate cake with a peanut butter frosting, but bitches.
I tried and know it was good.
Oh, yeah, you did try it. Wasn't it good?
Yeah. Mm.
I feel like I'm really going to be into this.
Cheers.
Mm. Ooh.
It's good, but you don't want to taste the peanut butter right away.
No, you get it.
Look, for some reason, why is it giving coffee kind of towards the end?
I got all peanut butter at the end.
Yeah, the end, but like for some reason, it's giving like coffee that I like. You know, that like.
Ooh, would you drink
that? Like deep taste.
Mm hmm. Would you try a peanut butter flavored coffee?
I would try it, yeah. But I will say, I'm not really that into peanut butter. Mm. Like the only treat I like that has peanut butter in it is like Reese's.
Mm.
But this is good.
This is really good. Mm. That's a 10.
Yeah.
That is a 10.
I give it an 8.
Mm.
That's good.
Mm. Oh, I gotta be careful.
But I'd rather eat just the Reese's.
I gotta be careful licking my fingers.
Mm.
Mm. No, that's a 10. Mm.
Okay. Give me that white chocolate. I can't believe you never tried a white chocolate one.
I don't think so. I can't recall.
Because I remember even getting them, like, in the big size.
Really? I've never gotten them in the big size.
They sell them at Walmart.
Still?
Yes! Yes! Cheers. I like it.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like a Kit Kat with white chocolate.
Yeah, I just give it an 8, though.
I'm not a really big fan of white chocolate.
Mm-hmm. It kind of tastes like marshmallows.
I give it like a... This one's also like a 6.
6.
More problem. It's good though. Mm. I gotta say, my personal fave was... I gotta say it. A tie between the peanut butter and the salted caramel.
No, my ranking is... Hazelnut number 1.
Oh!
Oh my god. Oh my god, that was crazy. Okay, should we pause and pick
it up? Oh my god, hi girls, we were back. That was so like...
Crazy.
Literally, what the fuck even was that?
That almost hit Zuki.
I know.
You saved his life.
I really did.
You saved his big butt.
Speaking of zucchini, this is what he did to me this morning. I literally wrote it down.
Like, I gotta tell this.
He
can't forget.
He was choosing... by his own will, to lay on my stomach while I was, like, scrolling my phone this morning.
Yeah.
He was laying on my stomach, and every single... I thought you saw someone out there.
No! Scary. I'm just looking outside.
Every single time that I would start and pet him, he would immediately go and start licking himself, and I'm like, you're laying on me.
No, I know you're talking about. He did that to me the last time I stayed over your house. He did that wherever I pet, he licked. And then at some point, he started just looking at me. Yeah, and I was like, are you calling me fucking disgusting? Are you calling me a dirty person that needs to take a bath or a shower? Because like, I was like, or because at first I was like, oh, he's kissing me. But then I was like, wait.
Hold on.
He only does this to groom himself.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Maybe so he's telling us we're disgusting and we need to take showers regularly.
He thinks that we're big backs.
Yeah.
When he's the big back. Oh, see?
See, not him looking where I just petted. Zuki, we're just talking about this. Come on now. He did it on purpose. He said, and what? With his sticky ass breath.
Yeah, I know. Lily's breath smells like actual like, asshole. Like, Lily smells like actual
girl, it smells like rotten fish in there.
Also,
you know, girl, can you brush your teeth or no? Can you give them something?
I'm sure I can give them something.
We should give him something. He needs it.
I just realized. Okay, so that eyeshadow that you gave me, that palette that you gave me like a year ago that I still use, mm-hmm. It's like, girl, it stains my face.
Yeah, those. Well, usually that's what happens with pigmented colors.
I know they're so it pigmented. Stains. It's the Juvia's Place palette, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's pigmented and it's good.
Yeah. Have you seen their blush? Their blush is so good.
Pigmented. I remember someone was trying to play them, saying, "Oh, like it's not that pigmented."
I know something like that,
and then people were like, "What are you talking about?"
Literally, what are you talking about?
And I thought it was so funny. It's like, what? What are you doing that for?
I was a little last night, as I told you.
Yeah.
And I was playing with makeup, and then I went to take it off, and my face was like pink, and I was like.
Girl, you should have done it for today.
I said, oh my god.
You should have put that all over your face, because two swipes and you would have been good, because they know how pigmented it is.
No, yeah, I know. Also, all over my face, I would literally be pink, and I have a date tomorrow.
Oh my god. You're just vigorously washing your face.
Please.
Get off.
What? Do you remember when we were at Sephora a few days ago?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a week ago. Mm-hmm. And that lady... called us fat, ugly, disgusting, and worthless when you asked her where the candy perfumes were.
Oh my god, I remember that.
Because I was literally thinking about it last night. Literally, as I was going to bed, I kept thinking of more and more things that I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It was like two things. But that was one of the things. She's like, candy perfumes. Candy perfumes?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I felt such shame and embarrassment. But, like, I feel like everyone knows, what I mean when I say, oh, I want, like, a really sweet, like, candy-smelling perfume.
I mean, I've heard people describe stuff like that. Like...
And I felt so judged. Anyway.
No, that was the one asking.
I know. But...
And I'm like, yeah. And when she asked, when she said, like, food?
Like, oh, yeah. That's what she fucking said. So, I want candy perfume. And she went, like, food?
Like, I just like candy. What do you think candy is? Like, sweet. No. She was just being a little bitch for no reason, Nathaniel.
I know, but...
Because, like, we all know what it means. Like, something sweet. Like, you say, I like candy smells. I think of candy. I think of, like, kind of candy. It's like a sweet smell.
I used to have a perfume. It was, like, one of those really cheap, like, perfumes that came in, like, the plastic bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It was cotton candy scented. But that shit lasted all fucking day.
Yeah.
It was literally like $1.99.
Ooh.
And it smelled so good. I still remember I had like a smidge left. And I was like, I have to save this for a special occasion. And then I left it in my car and it evaporated.
Oh my god.
I'm sure I can still find it because like they literally sell it at like Dollar General.
Go. And you never come back?
I just have
it's a dollar.
I just saw that at Walmart, I know.
Oh.
But the cotton candy one is always sold out.
Because it's good.
It's good. But I'm telling you, it literally lasts all day.
All day?
I don't want to, I just don't know how they do it for so cheap. Like, bitch, I'm telling you, it's, like, there all day long. Bitch, I don't know the brand name, but, like, literally sponsor us, because, like, this is good. Oh, my god.
I mean, yeah, you're hyping it up.
But, actually, you know what? I can tell you the brand. I do
know
the brand.
Oh, my god, guys. We're about to find out. Oh, my gosh. I know. I'm so excited. Let's see. What's the name, girl? Oh, yeah, bring the bottle. Okay,
so, this isn't the...
Oh, I know what you mean by those bottles. My my madrina, she used to have a bunch of perfumes like that.
This isn't the cotton candy one, but it's the sweet, isn't it? It's the studio selection. It's this one, and they make a cotton candy one, bitch. Mm-hmm. And, okay, first of all, this one, I don't know what happened to the sprayer, but look how it sprays.
Oh, Yeah, no, that's happened to me before.
I swear it doesn't normally spray like that.
It happened to me one time with a setting spray, and I fucking hated it, because it would just be huge dollops when I would, like, spray it on my face. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me.
I just bought this. I don't really like the way that one smells, so that's why it's, like, literally, like, full. Like, sometimes I'll use it as, like, to make my house smell good. Mm-hmm. But, like, no, girl, but the fucking dollops, I just can't do it.
Yeah, I hate it. Imagine doing that to your face.
But literally, like, this bottle was, like, $5, and the one I would get is, like, smaller. Mm-hmm. So I was getting it for, like, how are they making it last so long?
Girl, I don't know, but I love it when it lasts and I can still smell it. Because obviously, like, I know, like, for me, it's, like, you know, your nose gets used to it. That's why you don't smell it. But, like, I want to smell it.
I would love to smell it.
Right?
It's not fair that other people coming up to me get to smell it.
Yeah, or the thing is, I just, like, think it goes away. That's why when in high school, I was that girl. I'm telling you, after every period, 5 minutes before class, brush my hair, fix my makeup. Like, I was that girl.
How long was it, like your in-between periods?
If I remember correctly, it was 5 minutes.
Isn't that crazy?
Girl, it's crazy. And I still didn't give a fuck. I was running to always the best bathroom. I would, like, specifically route my ways to class just so I could pass by the best bathroom. Anyways. And I would be like, oh my gosh, I gotta hurry. But, like, honestly, towards the end, like, you kind of just don't give a fuck. I feel like you really care at the beginning.
I always cared.
No. For me, it was towards the end. Especially because, like, also, I didn't start wearing makeup until, like, junior year, pretty much. It was late sophomore year. I started doing my eyebrows. Can you remember? It was like the eyebrow time,
you know, 2018.
So I was like doing my eyebrows. Sometimes I would wear BB cream and like I do mascara. But even then, that was like sometimes. It was until like junior and senior where like I had the full face makeup on, like foundation, blush, bronzer, everything. And yeah, but like, that's when I stopped caring. But I feel like that's like what everyone does around like junior senior year. Like, you kind of don't really care that much.
I never went to the bathroom without crossing periods.
No, I loved it. I always had to go. Just to take a look-see, catch up. Since me and Mari, sometimes we didn't have classes together, we would, like, catch up in a bathroom.
No.
I'm telling you, that's another way we'd routing our routes, passing by the best bathroom. If we could, it would be the really good one, which was the freshman bathroom. If not, then we'd go to, like, the next best one. Uh-huh. But, like, if we could, we were routing it towards the freshman bathroom. And also just routing it towards the bathroom that's also, like, convenient for both of us.
I, like...
Because we were always catching up. You really didn't do that? Like, go catch up with your friends?
In the bathroom?
Yeah, or, like, even, like, just, like, in that 5 minutes.
Well, I was never friends with men, so I never, like, went and, okay, like, but, like, what in about bathroom.
In the 5 minutes?
But, like, yeah, I talked to my friends in the hallway.
Okay, I thought you just meant, like, not at all, because you said you were scared. So I was like, damn, you didn't
know something at all. No, but I was that bitch who...
Like, it was on
fire. I was never running, because that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still remember my freshman year, I had a class on the third, on the bottom floor, like, all the way on one side, and then my next period was on the third floor, all the way on the other side, and it was
no, I've had it so like that also. Hard
to get to in 5 minutes.
I would hate it, because it's like, I've also had classes that were, like, literally from the very bottom, and then I had to go back to the very top.
Uh-huh.
I fucking hate it, because, like, the stairs, girl. The stairs were killer! And then pretending, like, to act like you're not breathing hard, it was killer! Oh my gosh. I remember sometimes I'd make it a goal, then, to, like, do it all the way.
I will say.
No, the thing is, I would always go all day, because the thing is, like, from how crowded it is, you can't really stop. So I'd be like, oh my god.
I still remember, though, like, when I started my freshman year and I was walking through the hallways and going through the stairwells, I was like, wow. It's like, really looks like a high school right now.
Put your nails away.
I was like, wow, this really feels like a high school moment right now, walking through the stairwells and it being so crowded.
Yeah. Like, I
still remember thinking about that when I was, like, freshman. Mm-hmm. And then I was a senior. I was like, oh my god, can you walk any slower? Those bitches who walked at like snails.
Those slow as fuck. I remember. Or the people that would like just stop abruptly. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Fuck. You know, sometimes I'm like, wow. Sometimes I miss high school a little bit. But I remember times like that, I'm like, ew. That's why I never want to step foot in that building again.
Yeah.
Also, the men's bathroom was just scary.
Yeah. I remember one time I accidentally walked into the men's bathroom. I still think about it. Okay, so I remember I was going to... I told you. I always had to pass by the bathroom before going to class. So I was going to the bathroom, and I thought I went into the girls' bathroom, but I didn't. I went in the guys'. Girl, I remember I walked in, and I see the guys. I don't know what the fuck they were doing, but they were, like, kind of in a circle, like, near where, like, what are they called? Not the stalls, but the other ones. The urinals. They were there, and they were all in a circle. And I was like, what the fuck? Circle? Yeah, bitch, standing in a circle. I said, what the fuck? But then I walked away, because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm obviously in the wrong bathroom. But I just remember seeing that and being like, what the fuck? Turning around. And then I remember I confused the guy that was coming in, because right when I was coming out, a guy was coming in. He just looked at me.
Oh, girl. I can tell you what they were doing in there. I know what they were doing in there.
Tell me.
Because I used to join in on those circles where we'd all just stand and just hit our, like, we'd all, like, pass the vape around, or, like, we'd all hit our vapes.
Oh, well, yeah, they would do that in a girl's bathroom, too. But, like, I just remember being like, that's so peculiar. Because, like, right in front of the urinals in a circle.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't, that's a little weird.
Because, like, I will say, yeah, some girls would go in the stall and do it. But, like, someone would just be, like, up to the side, next to the hair dryer, they, you want to hit it?
I love I've told this story on here so many times, but we're going to say it again. That one time that I hit my friend's vape that he called a football. I still remember that he called it a football. Because it was shaped like a football. It was a little thin, and he said, you gotta hit it. It's so good. And I just hit it. So many times, to the point where I was like, bitch, I was spinning. My stomach was churning. I had just eaten an entire bag of red velvet donuts.
Oh my god. Did you vom?
And so I walk up to the teacher and go, I really gotta go to the bathroom. Do you want to go to the bathroom real quick? She's like, oh my god, yeah, fine, sure, go ahead. Actually, she was real kind. I really liked her. She's like, yeah, go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, bitch. I didn't even make it to the stall. Like, the second that classroom door shut, I just went sprinting down the hallway. And I didn't even get to the toilet.
Oh my god.
I literally got to the stall and just projectile vomited all over the stall.
Oh my god.
All over the stall, and it was bright red because I just eaten those red velvet donuts.
The poor custodian, because you didn't clean it up, did you? Damn, that poor custodian.
I did not.
You nasty.
I did not clean it up. Bitch, I didn't. And I still remember, I got back to my classroom. And I was like, I still didn't feel that good, but, like, I knew I wasn't gonna throw up again. So I was like, leaving my head on my desk. My friend Kaylee goes, before I went and vomited, my friend Kaylee said, Kaylee, don't feel good. She said, yeah, but you don't look good. And I was like, I got back to the bathroom. I got back from the bathroom. She goes, are you okay? And I said, yeah. She goes, oh my god, your breath stinks. And then we're like, you need some gum. And I said, yeah, Kaylee, I just threw up. Thanks.
But I
was literally like, but, like, give it to me. Oh, I miss her. She's on her, like, in our Instagram, like, in our TikToks.
God, I love that.
So I know she still likes me. But, by the way, speaking of that boy that I was talking to you about on Saturday, like, from high school, where I'd record him every day.
Yeah.
I followed him on my personal account, and I was going to send him a DM and be like, why are you stalking me? But he never followed me back on my personal account.
Oh my god, really?
But then why is he always stalking the podcast account? And he follows it.
Well, did you text him?
No, I didn't text him.
Well, DM him.
But that's so embarrassing.
You're like, hey. I mean, I would have thought you would have done it the first time.
Really?
Yeah, like that you fall under to be like, hey, it's been so long. I'm curious how you're doing. What's up?
But he wanted me, and I am, like, fully believe that.
He wants you. You show me the videos. You show me the proof. He wants you so bad.
Okay, I have a question for you.
My god, what?
Okay, so you know the transatlantic accent.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows the transatlantic accent, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that, you know, the influencer voice?
Mm-hmm.
That, like, all those, like, I don't think so. No, that, like, but you know the influencer voice. Hi, guy. Like, you know, that very monotone.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you think that's gonna be our version of the transatlantic accent?
Cause, like, influencer voice?
Yeah, in 40 years, we're gonna be like, oh my god, do y'all, like, they're gonna be, like, talking about it and, like...
Like, everyone?
Yeah, and they're gonna be like, this is, like, we talk about the way that we talk about the transatlantic accent. They're going to be talking about the influencer voice like that. Like, do you remember when all those influencers were doing that? And that wasn't even their real voice. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we don't say that about the transatlantic accent, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean? It could be something that's going to be talked about, yeah.
Because, like, why do they do that voice?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, also, like, I mean, people talk about the customer service voice because everyone does that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, yeah, that would be something people would end up talking about.
There's just one bitch. Yeah, does, like, crumble cookie reviews. And she eats them and she's like, these are so good. But, like, it just sounds so fake and, like, horrid. I'm like, I'm not convinced those taste good.
Yeah.
And, like, it's crumble cookie sponsoring. It's a whole thing. But, like...
Yeah, that, like, sponsorship voice. So that's what I call the sponsorship voice. Like, you know when you, like, slowly see someone get big and then they finally get big and they're doing sponsors videos? Mm-hmm. They do that sponsor voice.
I can't wait to be those.
And it's like, oh, now they're in that era. But I don't want that sponsorship voice.
I don't know.
Also, I want a creative way. I don't want to just be like, hey, this is the part where, like, sponsoring. Like, I want to do, like, you know, the, like, show that they're sponsoring, like, but, like, fun. Do it in a creative
uh-huh,
way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I would love to sponsor stuff in a creative way. Not just be like, we're being sponsored by Kit Kats today. We're trying them out. Like, I would like a cute storyline. I don't know, something.
Ooh, like a little game.
Yeah. Like, I remember, they will do really crazy stuff when they're, like, sponsoring something. That's what I would want.
I have a question.
What?
Would you be honest during your sponsorships?
I feel like I would.
Like, about the product?
No, I feel like I would.
Well, if you don't
You would lie?
Well, it depends.
I don't think I would lie.
Well, like, what if you, like...
Like, what do you mean, depends? Because that's what it could be. I can be almost weird. I could be
a liar.
I do lie sometimes. But, like, I don't think I'd be, like, lying. Like, I feel like I would actually like it. For me to say I would like it. Now, 10 out of 10 like it, I'm not saying that. But, like, if I like it enough.
No, what if you don't? No, like,
like it at all.
Like, what if you don't like it at all? I guess
like, it's a skincare thing?
Are you still going to do, like, the sponsored video?
Bitch, I don't think so.
Really?
I'm thinking about the money, but it's, like, I don't think so I would. Because then the thing is, like, wouldn't I have to show, like, me using it? And all that. Mm-hmm. Ugh. I don't want to do that. But, like, I guess you're right, though. Speaking of money, though. Because now I'm thinking
but
about,
we
like...
Because
when you said that second anything, I was like, anything? But I was like, you wouldn't? Or would you say that? I don't know.
But we're never going to lie to you guys.
I don't think I would, honestly. No, but the thing is, like, I really don't think I would.
You said.
Because, like, I don't think I would. But I'm saying this, like, when I think about money... That's a lot. But at the same time, just, like, think about it. If we're doing really good and we're getting sponsored videos, the way I also think about it is, like, well, if I'm doing really good, then no, yeah, I'm not going to lie. Because, mm-hmm. like, I'll just be telling the truth. But I guess maybe in the beginning, if I'm like,
I need a little money this week.
Yeah, like, I need money. Then I guess maybe you're right. Maybe I could be bought. If the check is right, I could be bought.
Oh, I'm not ashamed to say that I could be bought.
I think once we make a lot of money, then I wouldn't. I don't think so. Because I'd be like, no, I don't gotta do it. Mm. I guess in the beginning, I could be bought.
I know.
But like, even then, I'm still thinking, if I really, truly don't like it, like, I have to, like, completely dislike it to not promote it.
What questions did you have for that game that we were gonna play?
Girl, I only had one.
Oh, what was the question?
Oh, you want me to ask it to you? No, I'm just gonna save it.
Oh, for next time?
Yeah, I want it with the hot sauce.
Oh.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's the last one that's really gonna be spicy. The middle one, it's salsa verde, I think. But, I don't think it's gonna be that spicy. Because I've eaten salsa verde before. Not that specific one, but I've eaten it before. And, like, yeah, it's spicy, but it's not, like, that spicy. And, I mean, it is the medium one. I feel like the easy one and the medium one, I'll
be fine. Yeah, you know
what? Just for not the tomic, I don't know what the name of the last one is, but, like...
I never want to taste that tomic bomb ever again. Like, I'm gonna
bitch, you're about to taste it times two.
I'm about to literally throw it away after this.
Really? Like, you're not gonna, like, I don't know, give it to your mom or dad.
Because that's a nice...
Like, be like, hey, try this. Or, like, give it to your siblings. Like, oh my gosh, I bought this the other day. Try it. You wouldn't, like, give it to people to try? That's, like, a fun thing.
That's, like, mean. Like, I feel like that's actually
really?
Because,
like, I was gonna, like, with the other sauces, like, I was gonna have my family try them with me if they wanted. Because, like, you know, they like spicy stuff. So I was gonna be like, oh, do you guys want to try this?
You know what? I want you to take this home. And I want your family to try it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell them. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna tell them. I'm gonna buy some chicken for them.
I want
your
littlest sibling to put that.
Okay, I don't think they're gonna. But I mean, like, my mom and my stepdad. Not really my siblings. Jesus.
I want your little brother. He's 5, right?
No, he's 7.
I want your little brother. He doesn't
eat spicy stuff.
He can tolerate it then. Put that in his.
He doesn't eat spicy stuff. My older sister, not the baby one. The baby one does not eat spicy stuff. Well, like, should we Takis, she'll eat
flaming
Cheetos. No, but like she likes them. She's like, she's so funny. She'll like lick it off, and she's like spicy. Oh no, she says, ay chile pica. But she'll go get more. Like she likes it. There's all these jalapeno chips. These aren't that spicy. That I get from Aldi. They're
You've
so
told me
fucking
about them.
Good.
You've told me
she'll go like pica, and then she'll grab. Like she likes spicy stuff. But, like Same thing. We're not, like, giving her real respect. Like, no one's putting chile on her tacos.
That would be so funny. No one's sorry, it wouldn't be that funny, but like, it would be a little funny.
She does like spicy stuff. And then my other sister, the one that's 11, she does like spicy stuff also, but, like, she's just now starting to like spicy stuff. Because mm-hmm. I also didn't really like spicy stuff when I was younger.
Do they bully them about it like they bully
yes, them? Yes, they do it. They do. Because they're like, so... I would be crazy. I'd be, like, 10. They're like, you don't eat good. You should be eating all this spicy stuff already. And I'm like, I don't like it. Like, I think I'm not into it. They're like, you don't eat good. Like it's good spicy. Like, you need to eat like that. And I'm like, no, I don't like that. Because, like, I would eat it. I would like to eat everything like how you would as a kid. How they show you as a kid. Uh-huh. Which is pretty much kind of pretty plain. So it was like, they would expect me to be eating chile. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, it's fucking spicy. I mean, I would say even now, I don't really like spicy stuff that much. Like, no, I do like spicy stuff. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, I want that to be spicy. But I don't think I have, like, a super high tolerance.
I really don't fuck with spicy.
No, I like spicy
stuff. I do like it sometimes.
Like sometimes, like, if I see, like, there's, like, spicy something, I'll usually go for the spiciness. Or, like, I like to put, like, hot sauce on my stuff also. But like I said, like, I just feel like I said, like, my family, since they're, like, you're supposed to eat more spicy stuff, I feel like my tolerance is, like, close to theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll eat some real spicy shit in the thing. Like, I'm telling you, like, fucking spicy. And I can't do
you
it.
You gotta tell me how to react. You know, I want you to record how they react to that one.
Maybe. I don't know how they'll feel about the recording. But, like, I'll ask them if they want to try it.
You can do it slyly.
Oh, well, I'll ask them. Try it!
Hey, will you try this real quick? Just real quick.
Well, I'll give it to them. I feel like they'll try the other ones also, though. I don't know.
Do you think they're gonna like that one?
I don't know.
I just, like, really didn't taste flavor to it. Like, it just literally was like...
I feel like I tasted something in the beginning. I'm telling you, like, that chile flavor. I just said in the beginning.
That thing that they do to cows? Mm. Or, like, they have, like, the letter and they press it under their side. Yeah. And it's, like, really hot. Uh-huh. That's what it felt like it was on my tongue. What is it
called? No, yeah.
Marking. When they will mark the animals. When they mark animals.
Them. No, but there's a name for it.
Was that... Oh, I thought that was...
Branding.
When branding!
No, it definitely them. Felt like that.
That's literally what it felt like on my... Okay, don't call me right now. I'm in the middle of something.
Literally don't talk.
Oh my god, I'm literally so sorry. Someone started calling me.
They just want to chat.
They literally just want to chat.
They want to chat with us? They want to chat with us, crew.
They want chat, so...
But yeah, I'll definitely give it to them to try with the other sauces.
That's so exciting.
I know.
Okay.
I'm curious to see what they think.
I really...
I'm curious to think how spicy it will be for them. Mm.
I'm really... This salted caramel one, bitch. I'm just
it's got you. Like, go, the hazelnut good. One got me.
The hazelnut one was like... I you know, I hate to say it.
Not me. That was
my least favorite.
You know, like, Ferrero's? Just be fucking good.
Okay, I'm still gonna eat it.
Okay. Eat it.
Ferrero's? No, not really. They're not my fave.
I love
they Ferrero's. They have that whole hazelnut in the middle.
I like, love it.
You love it. I love it. I just, but you know what I do love? Peanuts. Because I don't like the taste of the hazelnut.
I'm more of an almond. I'm more of an almond or a hazelnut.
Any flavor almond, I will fuck up. It's like sriracha ones that they sell. So damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Even sriracha is really spicy.
Not spicy.
The one at work kills me. I need to do like a dollop.
I don't really like it that much.
The one at work?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll put it on, but not usually.
I like to put it on. I like to cook the potato bites nice and extra crispy.
I like the potato bites.
And do a little dollop of the sriracha.
Put his leg on my arm.
He wants you.
He had his leg on my arm.
He wants you. Anyway, are you ready to go ahead and wrap up
this episode right now? I'm so ready.
Okay.
I'm ready to get to these dances.
Oh, yeah. We have
some... I'm ready to get to acting like SpongeBob. I'm ready for these TikToks. I'm ready to, like, do something. Be active. We gotta be active, girl.
Maria. I just gotta do something active right now. Can we take a break?
See, that's me right now. We gotta do something active. Like, I'm so sick of sitting here.
Oh my god. Okay.
I just like want to move. Like, you don't ever just like get like a burst of energy. You just like want to move.
No, you're right.
I've been having that burst of energy the last like 10 minutes. I'm like, I just like want to move. No. I said I want to move, not that I want to be in pain.
So we're going to go ahead.
You were the one that was doing a lot of movement.
We're gonna go ahead and get No, yeah, bitch. I was literally running around the room, basically. It was hot. It was literally hot. But then I couldn't run around for too long because I had to take a sip of my water. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and give this episode a little bit of a wrap. I hope that you enjoyed our nice little...
I thought we had a fun time. I loved this episode.
The nice little mukbang that we had together.
We're holding hands.
Oh. Oh, was I not supposed to join?
I didn't even say anything. I literally didn't say, like, a thing to you.
I have a fun little question for you.
Oh my god, what is it?
Hold on, before we do, I noticed something.
What?
When I get a little... Mm-hmm. I talk weird.
You sound
like I feel that? Like I sound like really like congested, and I'm talking like.
No, I get what you mean. I feel like I do that. I feel like I do that so much just naturally. I feel like when
I'm faint.
That was my awkward face. Damn. I felt awkward saying it. That I just couldn't do it naturally. Okay. Well, anyways. No! Now I'm gonna... I know when I watch this episode, I'm gonna be like, I need to see this face. Because I'm imagining the face you're making. And I made that face. That's fucking disgusting. Like, I'm scared. So I'm happy. I hope it's not an exact representation of the face I made. But like, what were we talking about?
I feel like my voice sounds like... It sounds like really low and like really like...
I feel that also happens to me like when I like... When I'm like kind of squishing all my words together. Like when I'm like really excited.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed it.
Don't worry, I don't think I've noticed it.
Really? You never noticed it?
Not with you.
I feel like I noticed it.
Watch
the videos back.
We all always notice our own flaws. We're the only ones
I don't like it.
Yeah, you know.
But also, like, the thing is that I feel like I also notice, like, my voice. Because, like, when I was younger, I don't know if members ever would tell me that my voice was annoying.
I got told the same
thing.
Your
voice is so annoying, especially because, like, sometimes, like, okay, like I said, when I would get, like, really excited, obviously, when you get excited, your voice gets up higher.
Mm-hmm.
And mine was already high-pitched. My voice was pretty high-pitched, because, like, recently I saw this video of where, like, my sister, the other one, when she was a baby, and I was, like, 10, and I was, like, grabbing her face, and I was, like, saying, say PCO, PCO, and my voice is so high.
Aww.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, my voice was high. But, like, still didn't have to say that to me. And then, like, obviously it would get higher when I would get excited. And I still have memories of them telling me to, like, shut up. And, like, they'd be like, why are you making that voice? And I'm like, I'm not doing it on purpose. Like, I'm just excited. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm getting yelled at.
Your
voice is so fucking annoying. I'm like, I'm just excited.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, so I feel like I notice it now sometimes. Like, but sometimes I just be changing voices. But like I said, it's usually when I'm, like, excited.
I be changing voices a lot, too.
And it's like, I don't mean to. Because, like, it's also been brought up to me, like, even when I was older. Like, why is you change your voice? It's like, I'm not changing on purpose. It just kind of happens.
It's like how I talk.
So, like, sometimes I go into a British accent. See, I was talking about British accent by the country.
I sometimes do a British accent.
Although, the British accent, I'm pretty sure the Southern accent comes from the British accent. But, like, the Southern accent is more, together.
I hate British people.
It was one of those. I remember seeing a video of, like, how, like, we're... accents come from. Because, like, you know how, like, the Louisiana accent came from France?
Louisiana grammar, yes.
So, like, that, I'm pretty sure that's what it is with the Southern accent. It comes from British accent, but, like, faster.
British people are the worst.
Okay, I'm gonna come back to you, but why?
They are the worst. Have you seen, their food alone?
Oh, no, they look nasty. It always look like some mushed up shit.
And they're always, like...
Even when it's, like... other cultural food.
They
like I said this.
I'm
not hitting on the culture. I'm hitting on the way they made it.
Do you want to go get a Chinese? Mm-hmm. Have you heard the way they say?
I heard it.
Can we get a Chinese? Uh-huh. What are you doing? Leave him alone.
Yeah.
And they always like when they start dogging on us.
But I love when they say bloody murder. Bloody murder.
When they start dogging on us about our food.
Oh yeah.
I'm like. Like, it's so full of fat and unhealthy, and I'm like, you put gravy on
it. It's like, show me your food. No, their food be looking so bland, so sad.
Brown and gray mush.
Yeah.
Like, literally, don't make me mad right now. But also, like, their voices are, like, kind of
I love their voice, yeah.
But their teeth fucking suck, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, our British scars are gonna hate us.
No, I don't mean that. They know their country sucks.
Down.
Oh my god, that museum, and isn't it in the UK where it's like that museum has a bunch of like culture things and they're like, we're not gonna give it back.
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna give it back.
I remember hearing about that. I don't know if it's there, but I do remember hearing that. I think that's so fucked up.
I'm like, A number of their excuses was, we can take care of it better. Don't make me mad. Really? I'm pretty sure that's what the whole excuse was. But that happened so many years ago, but they still haven't given the stuff back.
I heard about that, but I don't know where I saw that. Yeah.
Anyway. I was like, don't like British people. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, girl. You say, I don't
no,
like
them. No, I'm just kidding. British people, they're fine.
I can't wait to go to London. I want to go to London.
It's just, oh my God. I would love to go to London. I really got to get over this fear of planes. Like, it's like a little dramatic.
I mean, you got to. We're going to Las Vegas in November.
Stop that. Like,
you might get a little pill.
No,
you might get a pill. I say you should get some pills.
Okay, stop making me sound like. See, I just,
no, like, it's because like people get it for like people specifically. They get prescribed these pills for the airplane if they have like that anxiety. I mean, you gotta go to the doctor, you know, and they'll decide if you actually need it.
I don't really have like. I don't remember the last time I went to my general doctor. What was it my?
I mean, I don't know which doctor you gotta go to, but.
But like,
I don't think it has to be like your family doctor type thing. Just a doctor.
Yeah,
just look, well, like, obviously look into it, but like
maybe I'll go to my general practitioner or whatever that is,
yeah,
and I'll be like, hi.
I mean, I'm sure we can Google it.
I know you haven't seen me since I was literally like 5. But like, can you use some pills? Like, yeah. That's gonna sound crazy.
Well, I have some anxiety pills because like you're anxious.
I'm like
of being on an airplane.
We're gonna die already.
No, we're not gonna die.
Like, I know.
I mean,
like,
I will say it is kind of scary being on an airplane. I feel like it's just always like the dropping part because like you actually are dropping, and then like.
So it's gonna be like it's gonna be like a 3-hour roller coaster ride. Is what you're talking
about. I just remember the first time I went on an airplane was actually pretty scary because it was like when we were getting to Mexico, it was like raining and like there was some thunder. Girl, literally was. There was turbulence, so we're just going down. And everyone's like, wee! Like, all the kids are going like, wee! And there I am, fucking like a kid also being like, I'm like, no, this is scary. Like, why are they all saying wee?
If I act like a child, are you gonna be like embarrassed?
If you like cry and freak out?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm not like a tantrum, like, ah! But like, that's gonna be crazy. But like,
no, I'm not imagining tantrum, but like.
But like, if I literally like grab your arm and like look away.
No. I probably won't do
you. You can have the window seat.
Thank God, because I want the window seat.
I like don't even want the window
no,
seat.
No, I love the window seat.
Like, I like genuinely.
It's really not that scary. Like, going up isn't scary. I would say only the coming down, because like, it's honest to you, it literally feels like you're dropping, and I'm pretty sure you are dropping.
No, I mean, yeah, like, you are dropping. Literally, like, my knees just got weak. Like, I'm just like, oh my God.
Like, you know, it reminds me of that roller coaster feeling. You know when you're going down really fucking fast?
Yeah, I fucking hate roller coasters.
Yeah, I hate that part of roller coasters.
Oh,
that
God.
Dropping feeling.
Anyway, we're out.
Yeah.
Where can everyone find us?
Well, guys, we're on all streaming platforms.
Every single one.
The Chatterbox
one.
Crew.
Every single one.
And then if you want to get a little personal with us, you can find us on TikTok, Chatterbox Crew, and Instagram, Chatterbox Crew. If you want to find me on my Instagram, I'm xo.xo.maria with 2 A's at the end. And my TikTok is whatsup_maria. What about you, Nathaniel?
Well, if you want to find me.
Okay.
We still haven't
switched. Well, if you want to find me.
Sorry, I'll have my moment. We still haven't switched the usernames yet because I still haven't decided. I know we talked last week about the Nathaniel.
Yeah, girl, we've been talking about this like the last
for
few.
Like months. Literally at this point. Yeah. We've talked about it for like months at this point. I know we were talking about Nathaniel Nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Nathaniel _Nickel, whatever. But like, is that really that good?
To be honest, I'm not really into them.
See,
but like,
I
prefer the Nathaniel Nickel more than simply Nathaniel. Did I really do that?
More than the other one. Okay, you Disney villain. Ursula.
I was looking for Ursula today. Did I really do that? Girl, I didn't even notice that I did that. I didn't notice the shade.
Then.
He looked at me. Am I dirty?
Anyway, if you want to find me, you can find me at http_nxthxn on Instagram and TikTok. If you want to find me on
only that spot too.
If you want to find me on YouTube, you can find me at simply.nxthxn. Nope, you can find me at simply.nathaniel.
Simply.
Simply. Nathaniel.
Wait, so you have one of your usernames as Simply Nathaniel?
I think. If you're Simply Nathaniel or
make
Simply.
Make that just your brand. Just go with Simply Nathaniel.
I don't want to be simple though.
Right? I don't like the Simply Nathaniel.
I kind of like the Nathaniel Nickel.
Right? I say do the nickel.
Do you actually like it?
No. What? I mean, it's not like, well, I mean, I don't hate it, but like, I give it like an 8 out of 10, out of 10 being like the best, like, I love this username for you, I give it an 8. Some, like, it's not bad. I mean, some, like, I love the merch N-words? Idea.
Hmm? What? What are some other N-words?
I don't know. There's something that one Nathaniel. That I know. Oh, girl, we are not saying that one. Girl, I know it was in your past, no, but let's keep it there.
That would literally be crazy. That would literally be insane. Oh my god, did you see that girl on TikTok?
That said it.
I was, when I saw it, I like my
pearls, I was gagged when I saw I saw a Stitch video though, so I was gagged and I went to another person being gagged. I'm like,
I literally clutched my, oh, I have a TikTok show. Why don't you tell me if it's funny or not?
Okay.
But anyway, you can find me. I already told you all of that. I hope that y'all enjoyed the episode. I know we just keep yapping, having a good time.
We just chat. And I know. We're just chatting about through. We chat.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube if you want to be a part of our crew.
Please be part of our crew, because we're almost at 500. I'm so excited. Yeah, we're
almost at 500. Literally, at the start of this month.
What if, like, when we get to New York, we're at our 1,000? If we're at 1,000, we're partying. I mean, we're also already partying, because it's your birthday. But, like, we're going even harder, because that has two things to celebrate.
Right? I know. I told you.
I hope we get to 1,000 by August. By August?
1,000 is my goal by August. That'd be
crazy.
I know.
That's, like, only 2 months.
I know. I'm so... Literally, at the start of this month, we're still at 300. Like, we're still in the 300s. Mm-hmm. And now we're almost at 500. Literally, yeah. Don't make me scream. So, like,
it's possible.
I know. Anyway, I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. Anything else you'd like to add, honey?
Peace and love.
World peace.
More peace.
Goodbye. Bye.